This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
I've been trying Underbrush from Nathan and Sons, and it's not really regular gum. It's remineralizing chewing gum, basically an oral care routine in gum form. You brush in the morning and at night, but after lunch, there's a big gap where most of us do nothing for our teeth. Underbrush is made for that moment. Chew it for 5 to 10 minutes, spit it out, and move on. Or keep chewing it if you like the feel of it. It's made with something called hydroxyapatite. That's the same mineral your enamel is made from, and natural saps like mastic and spruce. So it has a firmer, really satisfying chew. The company is only a few years old, and the team is literally making, packing, and shipping gum every day. So if you want a simple daily upgrade for your teeth, check out Underbrush from Nathan and Sons. Check them out today at nathanandsons.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bama Wall Hangers Podcast. I'm Brad Bowen, joined by this guy right here who will introduce himself in just a second. But I live in Fayette County, Alabama. We love the outdoors. We love to hunt, fish, pretty much everything related to all of the above. And I have two kids with this guy. And then my younger one is Sawyer. He's the fisherman in the family. And then I married my wife, Ginger. She's learned to be a fantastic boy mom. She's just had to go with it, and she does a fantastic job with that. But anyway, that's me. We'll let him tell you what he's got going on.
My name's Tucker Bowen. I run Bowen Taxidermy here in Fayette County, Alabama. This is what I do. I graduated high school last year. I'm in a community college right down the road, but whenever I'm not doing work, schoolwork, I'm here in the shop full time. You know, this is what I do. I love hearing the stories. People coming in the shop, you hear something new with every person that comes through. And that's one thing that I really enjoy. And it just gets me closer to the outdoors. And that's just one thing that I love is the outdoors. And I'm ready to learn a lot about it.
So either way, we spend a lot of time here in this shop. Like Tucker said, he's been doing taxidermy since he was what?
14.
14. And he kind of got to where he was doing it more for the public when he was maybe 15, 16. We had a little 8x12 shop that we built behind our little shop. And
we built it in like two days.
A football game one Friday night, he decided he wanted to start it. We had the wood sawed up. His great uncle had sawed some wood for him, and we threw it together. And it kind of grew a little bit, but it outgrew.
Yeah, it was crazy. I would never expected it getting this big.
No, he's been blessed, and he's learning a lot, but anyway, we'll get back to some of the taxidermy stuff in just a little while. We, like I said, Bama Wall Hangers, it kind of relates to this, but I don't want it to be stuck to that. We're here all the time, and that's why we're kind of calling it that. Wall hangers can be a huge trophy in my eyes, and somebody else is not. You know, it can be a goose, a duck, a squirrel, a deer.
It can be a little basker rack, a little spike.
Anything you want can be what you want it to be as far as a trophy, as long as it's legal. Well, man,
I'm not touching anything illegal.
Not going to happen.
I'm not going to prison because of you.
Don't call. We're not going to do it. Anyway, today we're looking to take this opportunity to kind of introduce what we want to do, what we hope you get out of it, what we hope we get out of it. And just mainly I got some people we need to thank. We need to, we'll get to those guys in a little while and kind of just lay down the foundation for what we hope we get out of this and you get out of it.
Yeah, I hope you learn a lot.
I know up front that I want to start out by saying I'm not an awesome hunter. I love to hunt. I love the outdoors. I'm not better than anybody. I don't think I'm better than anybody. We're not doing that to try to make anybody think that we think we're the best.
We're never far not. From
it. Far, and I know it. Far, and that's fine for me.
I'm just on up to it.
The thing that got me here is being the average guy and just hoping we can relate. Either way. What I do, I'm a physical therapy assistant. I work at a physical therapy clinic here, pretty local. I love what I do. Sometimes it's aggravating. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's stressful. Sometimes it's kind of depressing, depending on what people have going on. But I can pretty much always enjoy going to do anything outside and in the outdoors. And pretty much, like I say, average. I'm the average guy. I can relate to pretty much the majority of the people that I know versus some things, you know, and some people that, that have a lot more land, a lot more opportunity. And that's all right. I'm not knocking those guys, you know. People make it and they go for it and great for you, you know. So either way, if that's you, that's awesome. I hope you enjoy listening to us. But I know I'm no better than anybody, and that's it. That's just the way it is, and that's where we're going to – I want to start and lay that base out there to know that if you're ever calling or talking to me, I'm you, and that's okay. And I hope you know that. And don't expect me to be smart and tell you anything. I got to get this show going so people can get on here to teach us and teach you. So anyway, that's where we're at, and we're going to get rolling here. Kind of how I got here, I guess, to this. If you're my buddy, you're wondering how we got in this predicament and how I figured out how to make this stuff work. I don't know, honestly. I don't know. I spent a couple of late nights here recently working through some things and some real stupid things that I really didn't know, but it wasn't as hard as I thought to kind of get things going. But either way, it's gonna work. It's going to happen, and it's going to be all right, and it's going to be fun. We hope to get some guests on here that can relate to pretty much anybody out there, and it's going to flow through some people. Maybe one day it's somebody that really not your favorite, but the next day maybe it's something that you've been wanting to hear about for a long time. Yeah. But to get the show rolling here, let's talk about how, like I said, how I kind of got to this point. My dad and granddad passed away within 6 months of each other in 2024. That resulted in me, my brother, and my cousins inheriting a house. I had not ever listened to podcasts before that. Just didn't think I had the time. Now I do not like silence. If I have any time or any free time that I'm not talking to people or working, I got one playing. And that, with that being said, I really have a lot that I like. I was at that house working. The cell phone service sucked there, and we weren't paying for any kind of TV subscription while we're working on the house and remodeling it. So that's where I got in with the podcast world, and I realized that there's a lot of them out there that I like. You learn a lot from some of these podcasts that are kind of semi-local here, and they're great. And there's some that's not local, and I still like listening to those guys too. But sometimes I kind of feel like I can't relate because they're not from here, or maybe it's a little outlandish and they own a lot of property, a lot of businesses, and maybe it's fun to hear them and learn from some of the people they have on there, but I can't, what they're doing sometimes is not what I can do. And that's all right, you know, good for you, but it's just not, it's not what I can do or what I have and what I'm trying to work with. And I hope we can learn about some new places that I don't know about, some things that we can go do, some things you can do, some products that we're going to use, that you could use, you can afford, number one, and anything like that. If I can do it, I know any of you would be able to. So I think it's worth giving a shot and sharing some things and getting some people on here to share with us. Talking about getting here, and we'll kind of get back to Tucker in just a minute, but I want to tell the story of how this came to be. I know I've got a lot of people. If you know me, like I said, you're wondering what the crap is this guy? How did he do this? Well, I'm not afraid to talk to people. People at work will tell you, I think one of the reviews I got one day, I had the gift of gab. I didn't know what that was. Well, you can talk and I can talk. So either way, I was listening to a podcast one day while I was off work on the way to a doctor's appointment, and it was Working Class Bow Hunter. I like listening to those guys. I think we're kind of halfway relatable, you know. I've never spoke to them. They don't know me, but I know them. I feel like I know them pretty well. And that day, I just happened to be listening, and they had a guy on there named Dan Johnson. He's Nine Finger Chronicles. I'd never heard of that, but I realized he had lived in Alabama at some point, and I was like, well, he knows where we're from, man. He knows that it can snow, come a tornado, be a drought, get mosquito bit, and maybe see a snake all in one day or in a week. Maybe you can do that. And it's a struggle sometimes during hunting season to kind of figure out what the deer are doing, or the turkeys, or the ducks, or whatever you're doing, fish. You can toss your hands up sometimes and just hope for the best, but that's all right, because that's what it is, Alabama. But he's associated with the Sportsman's Empire. He's that guy. And through hearing that, I heard him tell those guys, they were interviewing him about his show. He said when he has somebody on there and he can tell that they're not real or they're just a fake hunter, then he kind of zones out and he's not even really listening to what they say the rest of the time. And I was like, well, that's right. I'm not the best hunter, but I'm not fake. I've kind of tell you what I think. And I think that's a good thing. I don't like the bigger A, you know. If we need to know where we stand, and that's how I am most of the time. So Either way, one of my buddies used to say, don't church it up. Tell me how it is. And that's kind of the way I like to hear that. So anyway, listen to that. I sent him a after he said that about the reel, I'd been thinking about podcasting, how I wish there was an average guy like myself, maybe below average, you know, that had a podcast that could get some people that are semi-local within the state. We're talking from the beach to the northern, eastern, western borders, whatever. And it don't have to be stuck in Alabama. That things that we can relate to and things that we can use, things that we can afford, places we may have not heard about to go enjoy with your family and kind of put that out there and get people on here telling their story about how these things come about. I sent him a message on Instagram. I was like, you ever thought about the guy from Alabama kind of doing that? The average guy. And within a couple of days, man, we're talking here in the shop one Friday afternoon with him on the phone. And he's like, let's give it a try. Yeah. So here we are. We're giving it a try. And he did send me a message a couple of days ago because he was waiting on us to send him something to let him hear what we're all about. He's like, you need help? And I was like, well, you said you're not a hand holder, so I didn't want you to try to hold my hand or you to hold my hand. And he's like, no, I will help you. I guess he's trying to make sure somebody's serious, you know. But I was like, dude, I need to learn how to do this on my own because I need to be the one to do this. So anyway, it's here we are. We're going to give it a try. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to work. And I know I kind of went at Tuck one day. I was like, hey, man, you think about it, you want to try to do a podcast? At this time, he don't know that I've talked to maybe three people that oddly throughout my people circle, I knew some people that really knew what I needed to get a hold of to do what we're doing. And we made it here. And that's when I took it to Tuck. And I was like, you think you want to do this? I hope one day Sawyer's down here. Sawyer needs to be down here telling us about some fishing stuff. And he's going to be an edit guy. And I think this is going to be great for him. And we're going to get him involved. But I couldn't tell him because he'd be telling some folks. So I've been keeping this to myself. So here we are. You know what's happening now. And I hope you all enjoy it. But I don't know what Tuck wants to get out of it. I don't know what he's had on his mind because I really hadn't even asked him. I just told him, I said, you better be ready to talk and you better be ready to get this thing started. And here we are.
Yeah, I just hope that I can learn a lot. I mean, we don't have much land. I mean, we're about like everybody listening to this.
Yeah, man, we're leasing land and hunting.
We're leasing land, we're hunting. But I was also fortunate enough my whole entire life, I've been able to walk out the door of the house and go hunting. You know, like I can walk out the front door, go hunting. I can walk out the back door, go hunting anywhere, you know. I just want to be able to take stuff that we learn here on this podcast that will not cost an arm and a leg. It don't take a millionaire to be able to manage your property and do it right and grow deer. Like these behind me, I mean, they're awesome deer, you know, but I just want to also have fun while doing it, you know, and learn, like I said, and also hear the stories that people have. Everybody has a story. You know, if you love the outdoors, you have a story. And I hear stories every day in the shop. I love them because every one of them is different. You know, you can hear one from this guy. He killed this giant buck. He had been hunting for 2 years. And then you have some guy that's got, you know, the best luck ever. You know that guy. He killed this deer. His first time he went hunting this year, he killed it, you know. It's just stuff like that. I'm excited about it.
All right. So I thought Tucker would be pretty reluctant when we got into this. He's a people person, but I feel like I do a lot of talking and I understand that. I know that. And it's easy for me to talk to folks. And if I can get the job, you know, when I'm at work, I try to make a connection with everybody to make them feel more comfortable. And I think I do a decent job at it, but I may suck that, you know, it's okay. They could tell me if I do. I hope not, but either way, I do it with the best intentions, I guess. I personally want to try to get a lot of people involved with the show, man. This is in Alabama. We're not going to be stuck here. I understand that. We can't be limited to the state, but there's a lot here for us. There's a lot of resources out there for us to reach out to and see if we can get people on here to teach us some things. I think we can. There's some friends that we've got that we can make. We want to make new friends. We want to reach out to some people that I think we've got a pretty good start of people that we can have on here to tell you about some things they have. And as far as things they have, there's some cool things that Tucker's working with that's pretty fresh to us, fresh to everybody. There's some things that I hope we can get on here that are products that not just pushing products, but people that can tell you about things they have that are attainable for you because they were for us. And if they are for me, just know it's doable and man, help those guys out. You know what I mean? And not just stuck here, like I said, from the beach to the northern border of Alabama, we're not going to be stuck there. We'll go to Tennessee. We'll go to Kentucky. I got buddies that go to Kentucky and hunt all the time. I've never done that. But we've been to Texas. That was very fun. And it's going to happen again. Yes. Actually, I hope to take Sawyer next spring to kill some hogs in Texas. Are they hogs here? Yeah. But you know what, man? I'm going to load my two kids up, some buddies, and my father-in-law, and let him go out there with these kids and have a good time. And that's what it's about. So, yeah, we're going to haul out there. We're going to take a trip, and it's going to be fun. And I hope it's something they remember forever. And I think they will, you know. Yeah, we will. So we're going to do that. And it's going to be exciting. And, I want to talk about how we can get – we're talking about doing – you know, having people on here promote some things they've got. But, man, I want to learn some stuff. And not necessarily – you don't have to have a biology degree to come on here and teach me something. You don't have to have very much of anything to teach me something. You'll figure that out quick.
Yeah, but whenever he says biologist, I mean, we're not talking about like – I mean, yes, biologist, but we're also talking about sometimes having the guy – he could be from down the road, but he has something, you know, that actually works.
It worked for him.
It worked for him, and now it works for him every year. You know, it's just stuff like that.
If he'll share a secret.
Yeah, it's secrets now, but we got to get them out of them.
So, you know – I want that, and I want it to be where people are willing to come share things with us. And I think we can work into that. I think we can get to that, and I think it can be fun for everybody. And first and foremost, before we get too deep in it, I want to make sure everybody knows that we're not doing this podcast because we think we're better than anybody, or I think that I'm a good hunter. No, I've got lucky a couple times, and I like to hunt. I like the outdoors. Last year, man, I shot a deer, never found it. Tucker found it in the turkey woods. It wasn't as big as I thought it was. And that's all right. Make fun of him if you want to. But it was fun. And I wanted to get that deer. And we just never got him. We never found him. But, you know, your trophy may not be mine. Mine may not be yours. But if you're outside and you like to hunt and you like to take care of things, then we all need to work together because that's what it's about. I like to see kids kill things. We had some kids that got to come up here with us last year. That was the most fun days right there. Yeah, and my buddy, awesome. We're sitting there trying to whack some does this year. And I got to watch him miss some, and I got to lay it down, you know, because we're trying to get some does killed early in the season, and man, that was fun. That was some of the best stuff here lately that I've got to do, but we had a good time doing it. So it wasn't really us traveling 1,000 miles to go kill a monster. We killed some does here and had a good time doing it, and it needed to be done. We got the meat. I told Tucker before season, we got a lot of cutover we're hunting this year, and I told him, I said, man, if you know anybody that needs some meat or wants a deer, let's wax those does this year because in 3 years we're going to be shooting in lanes you know, it kind of limits you. You got to figure out where they're at. We've done a little better job of doing that, but man, it's hunting and it is what it is. Yeah,
you can't ever, I mean, you can predict them, but sometimes you just can't. You just get lucky.
When you think you know what they're going to do,
it's right
you don't opposite. Know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I do want to talk about some things when we get some folks on here, every time we start a show, I want them to come on here knowing whether they're here to share something with us or they're here to show us something or teach us something. I want them to come on here and know up front that we need to hear a good core memory that you've got. That's got to be part of what we're going to do because I like to remember a lot of things that I've gone through with hunting, fishing. I've got fishing trips. I don't fish a lot, but some fishing trips.
Oh, we got some crazy fishing.
Some stuff, man, that I know my buddies live every day sometimes. You know what I mean? And just like hunting, the same thing with a hunting trip. We went on a Texas trip last year for Tucker's graduation. Had a freaking ball. Man, and I don't know when I can go back, but when I go back, he's going to cover his tab and I'm going to get mine. Like I said, we're taking Sawyer out. But, you know, some of this stuff is attainable. A lot of people don't think it is, but I'm not rich by any means. And I come down here in the afternoon hoping Tucker will pay me one day for working on some of these hides. I don't know. I don't know. I love him, so I'm going to help him. I like to do it. But either way, we're hoping that some people can broaden their own horizons in here. You know what I mean? If they got something that they can share, let's go with it. And if it works, it works. Hunting, if it don't, it don't. I mean,
hunting don't need to be one of those industries where only guys that have a lot of land with a lot of money can do it. It's not. You got just your average guy like us can go out, hunt, and manage the property that he has. It can be a few acres to a couple hundred. It don't have to be thousands of acres. You just manage it and do it right, and that's what we're going to learn about.
So we're talking about promoting Alabama. You know, Tucker, up until 2 years ago, Tucker likes to duck hunt, and he can give you a little story about how he got into doing the taxidermy through duck hunting in just a second. But like 2 years ago, I didn't know that there was this many. What kind of crane? I mean, he's the duck guy. I'm the deer guy. You got cranes.
You got Sandhill Cranes in Decatur at Wheeler Wildlife Refuge.
If you've never done that, go experience that, man, when they're there. Awesome. It sounds like Jurassic Park when you're walking up, when all those things are out there. It blew my mind, but it's a couple hours drive for us to go see stuff like that here in Alabama. That was awesome. Yeah, you know,
it's real cool. And it's not only the cranes that you're seeing. You're also seeing some whooping cranes. You're seeing ducks. You're seeing geese and other stuff.
That you saw a couple of eagles out there.
Yeah. You're just seeing stuff that really you can't really only just see at a pond or at the county lake. It's stuff like that on that refuge where they feel real comfortable.
Talking about the shop here, this is where, like I said, Tucker spends a lot of time. I spend a lot of time. We're out here doing these animals, man, sometimes 2 or 3 in the morning because time gets away from you fast when you're enjoying what you're doing. Tucker, if Tucker's girlfriend is working, I know I'm going to be working late here because he's here. That's right. And that's all right. You know, it's fun. We talk about trying to get people on here to tell us some of the memories, you know, the core memories. If we get somebody on here and they're talking about things like that and sharing those things, it's a fun story to hear a lot of times, you know.
Yeah, they're going to have some good stories.
And there's going to be stories. I've got a pile of things just I've done. So let's hear about what you've done and let's hear about what other people have done. And I want to learn some things from a lot of folks. And I think we're going to, man, but like, let's hear one from you. You got a core memory. You're going to be a guest here. So tell us something today.
So, you know, I love to hunt. My granddad, my Popo Tommy, which is my mom's dad, he's limited in mobility, or like he can get around, but he don't get around as good as he used to, you know. But
he has neuropathy and he has trouble with it, you know, but he's an independent man, and I understand.
He loves to play golf. He can play golf pretty good. He's pretty good at golf. But about, I don't know, probably 4 years ago, he came up here to the house. He comes hunting with us every now and then. But he came hunting that day. He went out in front of the house, and he went, I don't know, a few hundred yards away.
Yeah, like 300 yards out.
It's not far, but he went hunting out there in one of our shooting houses. And when I say shooting houses, we don't have the nicest shooting houses.
Okay? We're talking plywood with open windows. I want people, like, you know, it's nice to be fancy.
You ain't got to be fancy to kill
it. You don't have to be fancy, but, like, let's stay grounded, man. If you're going hunting, let's go hunting. Let's sit out in it.
So he went hunting out in front of the house. I went behind the house. We got a green field in front. We had a few in front. We got some behind the house. So I go behind the house. I'm sitting in the shooting house, not too far away. I get out there. I'm probably been out there about an hour. We both have, you know. And I hear a gunshot. And I'm like, dang, that was pretty close. It must have been Pawpaw. I messaged Pawpaw. I was like, what'd you get? Like, was that you? He said, yeah, I killed a bobcat. And I'm like, awesome. You know, that's a pretty good shot in that field for where the gap that he shot through to kill that bobcat was.
The guy's probably awesome. Not pulled the trigger on an animal in 30 years. His grandson has him back in the woods now.
Yeah, he killed it with that old 270. So then I'm like, awesome, he killed a deer. But I've got a doe out in the field. She's been out there for probably, I don't know, it's probably 4 o'clock now in the rut. I mean, it's prime hunting time, you know. She's out in the field, eating in the green field, and he calls me. I'm like, oh, no, something's happened. But I answer it, and I'm trying to be real quiet. I answer it, and he can't hear the best. You know,
he has hearing aids, but he doesn't wear them.
He don't wear them, like you said.
We don't whisper.
Yeah. He's talking to me, and I'm like, okay, Papa. So he asks, he's like, do you care if I come over and sit with you till it gets dark? And I cannot turn that down. You know, that's my pawpaw. I'm not going to turn down hunting with pawpaw. So I was like, yeah, come on. I got a deer out in the field, but just come on. You never know what will happen. So he comes, and I hear him walking through the woods. He's being real loud. You know, like, where you at, pines, hardwoods, a little bit. I mean, when I say hardwoods, just a few hardwoods.
Yeah, right? That's the pines, man.
He comes walking through there. And I do not know how, but he does not bust that doe in the field. She don't even pick her head up.
She's hungry.
Yeah, she's hungry. Well, he gets up in the shooting house. We're probably 8 foot up in the air, really, and it's so loud. He is so loud.
Squeaky door, squeaky floor, squeaky rails.
It's rough. He gets up in there, and he's sitting down. He's got his phone out, and he's showing me pictures like, hey, Tuck, look at this bobcat. I look at it, and he's showing me a picture of it, and he's being loud. But I mean, I'm not mad. You know, it is what it is. So, but the doe is still in the field. She don't care one bit. And he's over there playing solitaire on his phone, being loud.
I mean, play cards on that phone all day.
Yeah. But I hear something come running through the woods. I mean, it is running. And I look. And when I do, it's a 6-point. It's a basket rack 6. It's nothing special. And I'm like, I ain't shooting that deer, but it is what it is. He's going to come out the field. He comes out, and he starts chasing the doe out in the field. And me and Papa's watching it. And Papa ain't going to shoot. You know, it's real little. And then I hear something else in the woods, and I cut my eyes, and here he is. It's an 8-point. I mean, when I say 8-point, it's a good 8-point. And I'm like, I reach for my gun. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to shoot this deer. I got to. And I'm trying to get my gun up, and Papa's like, what is it? And then he's doing what he does, and he's like, what is it? And he looks, and he can see the top of his horns, and he's like, good night. And he gets his gun up. And he's like, you can't shoot it, Tucker. You can't see it.
Shut the grandson down.
You can't see it. Don't worry about it. You can't hit it. And I'm like, okay, Papa. And that deer takes off running straight towards that doe in 6-point. And I'm like, holy moly, this thing's big. And he's running. And Papa's like, whatever you can, Tucker, stop him. I'm going to shoot him. Stop him. Stop him. And I go, meh. And that deer just stops and just starts looking around, and Papa shoots, and that thing drops straight to the ground. I'm like, holy moly, how did he hit that thing? He hit it, and I think I'm more excited than he is that he killed that deer, you know, because it's just one of those things where it was just meant to be, really, because he was so loud getting in there and everything, and he had also killed that bobcat, you know, like that was a perfect shot, and then he shot that deer, and it dropped straight to the ground.
He showed me,
you can't shoot it, let me shoot, you can't see it, but I mean, I was the first one to see it, you know, but it's just stuff like that, man. It was an awesome hunt. It's something that I'll never forget. And a story I'll be able to tell my kids and grandkids, I mean, forever, you know. It's just one of those things. I mean, I've got a lot of stories, but I mean, I know you got one. Let's hear it.
If you love the outdoors and you spend time out with your buddies or your family, man, there's stories that stick with you. And you know what I'm talking about. Whether you're fishing on a little river or a boat, whether you fall in a ditch. I mean, stuff happens, man. It's fun, and it just got to go do it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, hooking your buddies, not the most fun, or being hooked, but like that, you know, mine, I guess I'll say today, I'll share this one today. This will be mine for episode one. And there's an eternity to hear other stuff. So we'll go with this one that probably my first one of a big caliber animal, not a big caliber animal, a big animal. I'd kill a lot of rabbits. My granddad was a rabbit hunter, avid rabbit hunter. He would save his vacation every year and stay off work from Thanksgiving break till after New Year's. He had a good job, and his dogs were primed and ready. And we would hunt every day except Sunday when I was out of school. If I was out of school, I was at their house until I had to go back to school. That's all. And we would spend the night, me and my cousin, we would go every day. My brother, when he got old enough, and man, that was the most fun I've ever had, except when bringing my kids along to go, you know, and it changes things, really. But we're out there this day. I'd never killed a deer. I'd graduated from that single shot 410 rabbit gun to my single shot 12 gauge deer gun. I would load up with my buckshot, and I knew the rabbit typically would make a big circle and come back. And this day I'm by myself standing by this little creek. I guess I'm 12 that year. And my granddad had back surgery, but we're hunting with a bunch of guys that went to church with us there locally. And everybody lived pretty much around each other there, shared the land. We would hunt here, there, all together. And this day the dogs are out here. They're running a rabbit. They're away from me. And I hear something sloshing through this little creek, and I'm standing on the bank, and I look, and I, whoa, it looked like a monster. I mean, monster standing there. So what do I do? Boom, pop it. And he falls, and Paul's like, what's that? And I said, hey, I got a deer. I'm fired up. I'm jumping up and down. I mean, I have killed a deer, and I've never done that. I load up again, and he gets to me, and he's like, where's it at? I show him, and it starts trying to get up. He's like, don't shoot it again, hoss. I was hoss. You know,
we was all hoss.
Everybody's hoss. Boom, shot him. He dropped. He's like, why'd you shoot again? I said, I'm going to shoot it again if it moves again. That's my deer. Anyway, we get him. And everybody was so proud, you know, that I'd killed a deer. Those guys knew I loved to be out there. And my mother, I called her. She comes down to my granddad's house. My dad was at work. She brings, this is before the day of the trusty iPhone. Everybody has one with a great camera. It's before that day in time. She comes down with her camera, and we take pictures of this deer in all kinds of position poses. All of those guys with me, my granddad, me.
I was trying to make it look giant.
Well, you know, you got to lay on the ground and shoot up. Whatever. It was trying to have a good with what you had at the time. You didn't know what those pictures looked like until you got them developed. Yeah. Well, that's where the problem comes. Later that night, my mother calls, and she's like, Brad, I don't know how to tell you this, because you know what's happened by now? I've cleaned the deer. And it's gone. We've got a little rack that really ended up being like this. And that's what we had. But either way, we cleaned the deer. And now my mother calls. She says, hey, Brad, I need to tell you something. Okay, what's up? She says, that I got home and I realized I didn't have any film in the camera. I said, oh, my God. I'm devastated. Now, I just got to tell the story to my buddies and they'll never see the picture of my deer. Nobody will believe me. I got the little rack and that's all I got. So anyway, I'm devastated. I'm upset. Whatever. You know, the next week at church, man, one of the guys had took a Polaroid picture of me and my deer, and I didn't realize it. And he saved it. Saved me. I got a picture that I could show my buddies of my first deer, and that was awesome. But I just remember how much fun those guys had with me, you know, out there that day with all them and them making me do everything. And I was fine. I'd clean all the deer. If somebody killed a deer, I'd clean the deer. But them having me do that, I knew he had fun because, you know, that guy wasn't related to me, but he was with us, and he enjoyed seeing me do that so much that he wanted a picture of it. And that, you know, I kind of see that this year when we had some people hunt with us, and those little kids got to kill a couple of deer, and it was like the most awesome thing ever because you get to see that, you know, and it's fun. And some people don't like that, and that's all right. You know, just that's your choice to do whatever. But, man, it doesn't have to be one of these huge deer
like a giant
to make you happy. Get something to eat, you know, make it something that you want, get a bite of it, take it and do what you want to with it. But that's kind of like, I guess my memory that I would share today, we'll stick with that and keep it simple, kind of to get back with what we're doing here. You know, again, just for the opportunity to kind of get started with the podcast, it's pretty cool. And we're going to bring some stuff to you that's going to be fun. I hope I can keep it interesting.
There's going to be stories that's so funny. There's going to be some that like,
I think we could do a show just with local legends, and it would need to be totally different. But because everybody lives that, man. But we're the average guy, and I know you know that. But some of this stuff that happens is awesome and funny, and some of it, man, can stick with you. You know, if you let people and let kids go do things and make sure that they have the opportunity. And I hope to start working with a little bit more of that. I hope this right here opens up some doors where we can help some kids that maybe not have the best opportunities.
Yeah.
That we can do some things, man, because I know my memories and things that have stuck with me. That's part of all of this where guys work together and get things done.
I started hunting, you know, that's what I always done. And now this is what I do. This is that hunting got me into doing this.
This right dude here can sit silent still and not blink for as long as I needed him to in a stand when he was little. I was not afraid to get him up there, tie him off with me in a two-man stand, and maybe his mom don't realize that, but tie him off and let him hunt because this little dude wanted to hunt.
Yeah.
Sawyer, he wants to fish, and we're going to wear it out. But he wanted to hunt, and he could sit there and never make a noise, and it was awesome. I mean, maybe one or two times cough, not the end of the world. In the moment, I may have been mad, but you know what? Who cares? It don't matter. Yeah. We're living, and it's all right. Remember that when you're out there with that little kid that keeps making that noise, man.
It's our first time doing it, you know.
Before long, they're going to be here, and he won't walk with you anymore. If he does walk with you, it's because he's laughing at you because you're missing a deer with a bow and something like that. But you know what? It's all right. Laugh at me. It's going to be all right. I want to tell everybody that I appreciate anybody that would give us any time. If you're hearing us today, that means we're here. We're episode one, and we're going to be episode two soon. And it's going to be with somebody. If I can pull this one off, it's going to be some people that are kind of local to me, but they're all across the nation and they do some good stuff. I know them really well. And it's things that I can afford that if you work on any property, you need it. He hit it too. Sometimes we say the same thing at the same time. It's a little weird.
It's crazy,
but you need this stuff and it's attainable. you can get it. And I think I want them here. And if it's not them, it's going to be somebody else that's going to be interested and I've got in mind. But we're going to keep it rolling, and I hope it's something you can enjoy. If we are here and you're listening to it, know that we've got us a Facebook page for the Bama Wall Hangers. We're going to have Instagram, and I want you guys to interact with us. Send us messages, and we're going to be posting some stuff, posting some links. Send us a message and tell us what you want us to try to get on the show. If it's somebody that we can get, man, we're going for it. I don't care to ask anybody. They're going to tell us no. They're not going to come beat us down for asking them. No, man, we want to. And if it's somebody that you know that would help us with the connection of getting somebody at different levels of things, tell us. We're going to try it. I'm not scared to try it. No. I don't think Tucker's afraid to try it. We'll give it a shot and we'll try to make it work. They may not be here with us in studio, but we'll get them linked up and we'll make a call and we'll get something out of them. Do what?
We're going to get something out of
them. We'll get it on and we'll figure out what you want to know, because I mean, tell us, we're going to make it happen. I want to make it happen. And this is going to be a fun thing. I think, we want you to spread the word. If you know, give us a chance. This is kind of boring listening to me and him. That's why we need somebody else on.
We need some people.
We need people, and we're going to get people.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be, there.
It's going to be there. It's going to be fun. That's when we built the shop. Tucker done a little video and showed everybody. He's like, I don't really have any deer. Well, they're going to be here. Yeah, dude, he's got a rail of horns over there that's almost depressing when you look at it every time you walk in here and start working on the
work. It's a lot more work than
but it's a blessing in as well. And that, like the motto of our show here is going to be hunt to work, because we need you guys to hunt so he can work.
Yeah. We need to work so we can hunt.
That's it, man. So we need it to work together, and it's going to. Yeah. And it's going to be fun. Spread the word. Send us some comments. Tell us what you want to hear. Tell your friends to do it. Share our pages. And, you know, find this podcast. If you're seeing us through Facebook or Instagram, find the podcast and follow it and help us out. And maybe weekly you can hear us and you can find that one that really catches your ear and you're really interested in. And if not, tell me what else you want to hear. Yeah. I can take it. I got thick skin. It's all right. And I think it's going to be fun. Otherwise, you know, again, thanks to the Nine Finger Chronicles for just answering me back. And that blew my mind. I was like, this guy messaged me back. And he's like, yeah, Alabama. Yeah, let's do this. That'd be fun. So here we are, man. And I hope it's a long time in the future of us getting to know people and getting to share some stuff. And I think that's going to be it for today.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where it takes off, guys. And thank y'all for staying tuned with us.
Thank you, and we'll see you again.